will be Tausch. Begins now. I want to make sure that I'm giving Riley enough time to get the weekend preview music ready.
For the record, the music was already there and ready to go this time. So,
okay.
Well, I appreciate it, though.
Just looking out for my buddy. Time now for the weekend preview.
Alrighty, folks. We got 5 games on the slate for this weekend. Let me know which one you're guaranteed to watch and which one, skip it. Starting with tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. on ABC, the Red River Rivalry. Number 1, Texas, taking on number 18, Oklahoma in Dallas, Texas at the Cotton Bowl. Personally, I'm very excited for that one. I think it'll be a great game. The second one at 6:30 on NBC or Tausch. You can stream it on Peacock if you so desire. Number 2, Ohio State, taking on the 3rd-ranked Oregon Ducks. Great classic Big Ten matchup there. We're staying in college football for one more. Number 9, Ole Miss at number 13, LSU in Baton Rouge. Tomorrow at the same time as Ohio State, Oregon, Saturday, 6:30 p.m., this one on ABC. And heading to the NFL, fun matchup here. The Washington Commanders, the surprisingly good Washington Commanders, with Jaden Daniels at the Baltimore Ravens, Sunday at 12 p.m. on CBS. And last but certainly not least, the Lions taking on the Dallas Cowboys. America's Game of the Week, Sunday, 3:25 on Fox. Which one are you guys going with? Which one are you skipping out on?
I will skip on a bunch of them. The Red River Rivalry, which is very difficult to say. Oklahoma and Oklahoma no more. Texas is really good. They're big. They got they're littered with first and second day guys on that team. Texas is going to rout them. Don't believe in Oklahoma a bit. Ohio State, Oregon's going to be really fun. We'll find out a lot. I know Oregon's coming to Camp Randall in November. I think that is a game a lot of us are going to be very interested in. But to me, that Ravens-Washington game is top of my list. I know I think it's the same time as the Packer game, so I won't be able to really delve into it. But that game, I think, is super intriguing. But since I can't watch that because of the Packer game, I'm going with Oregon, Ohio State as my. Hopefully, I'm back from Piscataway on a Saturday so that I can watch that when we get back. And then the Jason Eck Bowl is on right after that. So I can get a little double double.
Nice.
If we get back in time.
Yeah, Oregon, the Ohio State is obviously a fantastic game. Number 2 versus number 3 in the country. Look, we love Big Mike around here. Big Mike got a big win over Pittsburgh last week. His team needed that. That would have.
Doesn't it just feel? It was a big win. They looked like crap, like they did. They have a bunch of guys injured. Doesn't it feel a little bit
2018-ish?
Dead man? No, it feels like a little dead man walking to me. Like good movie,
lame duck.
Really good movie.
Yeah,
entertaining.
Kind of a dead man walking on in 2018 too.
His contract's up. Dallas ain't going anywhere. Like they'll be lucky to get a 6 or 7 spot and make a playoffs, and
yeah,
maybe they'll get hot and things will go. But you just sense that this is it. And I don't think Dallas, even if they beat Detroit, which we're obviously all hoping happens, it's not happening, Cap.
All right, well, that's the other game I'm interested in. That one's at 3:25 on Sunday after the Packers get done.
Oh, you'll be writing.
I will
You're
be, but
be
it'll
writing.
Be a little busy. It'll be on the TV in the press area, so I'll be able to catch
you sure
up on
gonna
that.
You're not going to go to, like, Green Bay East and just sit on the like lawn and watch like lacrosse practice or something?
Well, as a matter of fact, Sid's basketball team has its kickoff event that night, so I'm going to be heading over to that and hopefully getting my writing done before it kicks off, if you will. So it'll be a busy Sunday for the Wildies. And, you know, the Wildies could also use a little extra money in their pocket. I haven't talked to the folks at Fortrea if I'd be able to do the show during my tests that I might want to run there to make a little extra cash.
Yeah, I talked to them. You can do it. They said that you can. You head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. They'll give you the Wi-Fi. You can sit with the little wireless mic. You can
not
do
a
mic, whatever
woman,
you want to
though.
Do. No, that's not today. That was earlier this week. That is a study if you're a breastfeeding. Yes, you can. This study, though, healthy adults ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. Study 2 stays, 15 nights, $13,820 for your time and participation. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
Headlines. Have you figured out the film that Jesse and Tausch were reenacting? And will Riley be able to play it over the radio airwaves so people that aren't just watching on YouTube will see it? We will all find out about all of that together next. It's Wilde and Tausch. So we're past the 11 o'clock witching hour, so now we can say, once we play it, which film was the inspiration for this week's headlines presented by
Fleet
Farm.
Did you know this one right away?
I'll tell you what. This is one of my all-time favorite movies. I think it's
good movie.
Obviously, having covered the NFL for so long, it came out in 1996, which was my first year covering the league. But it is a fantastic movie. It's a comedy, it's a romance, it's a sports movie. It's all those things rolled up into one. Cameron Crowe, who wrote and directed it, did a phenomenal job. Tom Cruise is fantastic.
Is it a rom-com? You count this as a rom-com?
I don't think so. Like, there's funny parts, but I don't think, you know, it's not like a wacky rom-com. I don't know, maybe. I mean, there's love involved. I will decide. Uh-huh. Let's play the clip and see if people know what film The Academy, starring Tausch and Jesse, are reenacting.
Did you know that the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Did you know that Jordan Love, in his first season as a starter, passed for 4,159 yards?
Jared, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Did you know that Troy Aikman in only 6 years has passed for 16,303 yards?
Do you know bees and dogs can smell fear?
Oh, I put Tidwell on the same floor at the Marriott Marquis. He doesn't smoke, does he?
I don't know. Did you know the career record for most hits is 4,256 by Pete Rose, who is not in the Hall of Fame?
Do you know that my next-door neighbor has 3 rabbits?
I can't compete with that.
Did you know that Jordan Love, in his first season as a starter, passed for 4,159 yards?
Do you know bees and dogs can smell fear?
Did you know that in his playoff win against the Cowboys, Jordan Love had a 157.2 rating?
Do you know that my next door neighbor has 3 rabbits?
Any turtles?
No, that's ours.
I can't compete with that. Just like the Cardinals can't compete with the Packers. 42-17, Green Bay.
42-17? Wow.
Yeah.
Who's honking? Are you guys, like, blocking traffic?
I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly how the horn honking went. I don't know. Was that part of the Jerry Maguire deal?
I don't think so.
The horn honking? I think maybe.
No,
That was ad-libbed.
So that is indeed Jerry Maguire. So we have everyone who responded is entered into our drawing. A very fun reenactment. And I'll be honest, Jesse Nelson and Jonathan Lipnicki, I can see the resemblance for
sure. Very close. Jesse did a great job. I still think so far your Sandy Bullock probably wins as we sit here today. But that was good, really good by Jesse.
That was really good, and I do love that film. So, all right, time to get to our additional headlines, which may or may not have a Jerry Maguire theme, and they are presented, of course, by Fleet Farm. And Fleet Farm, of course, is proud to once again partner with Pink Fund this October. All month long, you'll have a chance to round up your purchase to help raise funds that go directly back to breast cancer patients in active treatment. Visit fleetfarm.com/pinkfund to learn more about Pink Fund and their partnership with Fleet Farm. Also, don't miss the huge Toyland deals at Fleet Farm. Find toys and games for everyone on your list at prices that won't be beat. It opens tomorrow. Tomorrow, Fleet Farm's Toyland opens October 12th. That is tomorrow. And through the 16th, you'll find all kinds of great prices. Save on brands like Lego, Barbie, Melissa and Doug, Hot Wheels, and more. Find this year's best toys and games during Toyland only at Fleet Farm. All right, Tausch. So you, I still am trying to understand this. So now you do an additional headline that you come up with on the spot.
Yeah, that is based off of Jerry Maguire. Yes, that's that is what we've done now for 6 weeks, and that's what we will do as the season continues to unwind. So, am I going, or do you want me to go?
I wanted to give you the opportunity. Yes, that was why I asked.
All right, and as one of my favorites, the storyline of the week. This is actually very fitting. Dobbs tells Packers, "Show me the money." Football tells Wick's hands, "You complete me." Packers cruise to 17-point win.
Did you do that all by yourself, or did the Academy help you with that too?
Academy. This is all. It's all Academy. That's what we do.
You're just the front-facing.
Thank you again to
part of the.
Thank you again to the Academy. They've done a nice job. So I appreciate.
So I love Jerry Maguire. I knew that was the film, obviously. So I had a number of different quotes that I was going to use in a headline. But given the events of the past week, I'm not referring to anyone other than Rod Tidwell of the Arizona Cardinals.
I'm sure you're not.
When I read this. But this is a fantastic scene in the film where they're walking out of the stadium. It's before Rod Tidwell has that touchdown catch and he gets knocked unconscious. Then he wakes up and he's dancing around the stadium and later gets the contract and have the happy ending and everybody lives happily ever after. This is when Rod Tidwell is still unhappy with his role with the Cardinals and the fact that he hasn't gotten his extension yet from the Cardinals. And Jerry Maguire says to him, "I'll tell you why you don't have your $10 million yet. Right now, you are a paycheck player. You play with your head, not your heart. In your personal life, heart. But when you get on the field, it's all about what you didn't get, who's to blame, who underthrew the pass, who's got the contract you don't, who's not giving you your love. You know what? That is not what inspires people. That is not what inspires people. Just shut up and play the game. Play it from your heart. And you know what? I will show you the Quan. And that's the truth, man. That's the truth. Can you handle it? It's just a question between friends, you know? And when they call you a shrimp, I'm the one who defends you." Great scene. Oddly appropriate this
Good
week.
Good stuff. Well, yeah, it was not in relation to anything else. Just Rod Tidwell.
Just Rod Tidwell. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Riley, you got it.
All right, Riley.
Can we move on?
You know, I was inspired last week, Tausch, by your attempt to do a headline to the tune of a fight song. So I wrote a headline to the tune of On Wisconsin.
And then you're going to play Michigan's fight song.
No, I could. I don't think it'd flow as well with Hail to the Victors as it would to On Wisconsin. So we'll give this a try. I understand why Tausch was nervous last week. It's a little intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna give it a roll here. And I'm going to play On Wisconsin. Here we go. Let's see if I can keep up.
Oh, boy.
The Packers, the Green Bay Packers, destroy the Cardinals with Jordan Love and Jaden Reed. A touchdown, sure, this time. You rah, rah, the Green Bay Packers, the Green Bay Packers win 28-24. Fly, Kyler, fly, 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 you'll get sacked 4 times. Go Pack. How about that?
I like it. I like it.
Can you do some of your voices now again?
Yeah. No, I think we'll stick with the fight song today. Maybe next time. Next time I can bust out some voices, and I'll do a headline spoken by 7 different people.
Did that last part rhyme? Did I miss the rhyme at the end?
Oh, I get it. Did, yeah. Fly times.
Okay.
It's close enough. Close enough to a rhyme.
Those are our headlines. And if after that song, you're thinking, you know what I need on this show? I need more Riley Yauch. If that's how you're feeling, you're in luck.
Shout out Michael Klink on the YouTube comments. He said, I'll hand it to Riley. He tries.
Hey, don't
we
confuse.
Love effort.
Hey,
effort. As our guest of next week when Jason books him, Brad Childress, you don't confuse effort with results.
You also don't confuse Jesse with Riley. Whoa, Riley is next. It's Wilde and Tausch. On Monday, not a sound. Moment you've been waiting for. It's time to draw our trivia winner, and then it's time for Will Riley.
Alrighty, I'm gonna draw trivia first. The winner of trivia this week is
Tex.
Jeff in Monroe! Sorry, Tex, no longer in a work band. Congrats, Jeff in Monroe!
Jason, what is he doing now? That he's no longer in a work van?
Not entirely sure. He's better off, which is what we care about most. And great news for Jeff. He can give that to Craig Thompson as part of the dowry or whatever it might be. Or maybe that goes the other direction. It's time now for Will Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
Alrighty, guys. Been lots of discussion over the past day or so. You guys yesterday talked a lot about Jason becoming the next Charlie Shortino. It's Madison's next great weatherman. And you guys know, maybe some of the folks listening who don't listen every day don't know, I'm a huge side hustler. I'm actually going down this weekend to DJ a wedding for one of my friends and was just approved as a substitute teacher for the Madison Area School District. So my side hustles
are,
we're cooking right now. We're cooking.
I don't want to interrupt, but you're going to be a substitute teacher?
Yeah. I'm currently a part-time employee here at ESPN Madison. So, to supplement income, I need side hustles. And one of them, my dad's a teacher down at Milton High School. So, I was like, why not be a substitute teacher? I feel like I'm probably underestimating the difficulty of being a substitute teacher, but I was like, why not? I get a lesson plan. I show up. I have to make sure these high schoolers are doing what they're supposed to do. And
do some of my great voices.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think we'll make it work. So we'll figure it out.
Don't you just put videos on?
Exactly.
That what substitute teachers typically do? Right. Riley, what other side hustles are you talented at? I'm always looking for people to do stuff for me. Give me an idea what you all got brewing.
Let's see. Graphic design is probably my number one side hustle. I've done several projects. Okay. I do stuff here. And then I've done several projects for my friends recently. You guys may not believe this, but I'm actually doing voiceover work as well for a local establishment here soon. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
penning people's love letters on their behalf?
I could. If anyone needs a love letter written to their significant other, just give me some facts, some general information, and I can make it work.
Are you in any way concerned?
I can fight someone for you.
Are you in any way concerned that you still look like a high schooler yourself?
No. Yes, that is actually my number one concern, probably.
I just find myself wondering what the respect level will be
not
to someone who looks like he's a junior.
I don't think that high, which is why I'm going to dress up real nice, have a nice tie, and just let everyone know up front, hey, I understand I look like a child. I am just here so I don't get fined and make money. I don't know. I want to communicate.
Right, let's workshop that a little further before you get your first assignment, okay?
We'll figure it out. Anyway, the whole question, the point of me bringing up the side hustles was, if you guys had to change careers or pick a different career outside of football, outside of journalism, outside of radio, what would it be and why? We'll start with you, Tausch. Go.
I would be a cattle brander. I would brand cattle.
Any particular reason, just because it's fun?
Wait, was that really?
Yeah, I'd do that for sure. Shear sheep. I'd love to shear sheep. That would be fun, too. I don't know enough about... I mean, cooking has become, since Max has gotten into it, that is something I would love to go to culinary school and get into that. And with my mom's history of butchering... I think butchering things would be fun. Like
that could be cool.
I have that as kind of, I think, where I would like to kind of move. And if I was going to redirect talents, I think that's some things that... And, of course, sailing. I want to become a sailor. So those would be the three things that I'm very interested in.
I like it.
I'd be an elementary school teacher. I seriously considered that, even though it has been my dream to be a sports writer and... radio icon that I've
always thought you wanted to be a banker. I thought you dreamt of being a banker.
A teller.
Me and Kramer. So good luck and God bless you that you're doing this, Riley.
Thank you.
I'm a little nervous for you though. Yeah. Let's workshop your opening line to your class. I know I look like a child. I'm only here to make extra money on this side hustle. Is not what we're looking for to garner respect.
I want to educate young minds. I want to give you the same experience
either.
I received when I was in your shoes. No, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We're going to watch Jerry Maguire is what they want to hear.
Don't you think shearing sheep would be fun, though? You get like one of those sheep, especially like one that gets lost. I saw one where it was like 4 years of wool, and they found this sheep.
Oh, it is like-
and then it doesn't it just look rewarding? You take that razor or that little deal and you zzzz, and all that great cotton, all that great, and wouldn't that
then
be
you can
fun?
Make yourself cotton. A shirt.
Isn't it wool, not cotton?
Well, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing at all.
It's very similar.
All that great cotton off of the sheep. It sounds more rewarding than and branding an animal on its hide.
Yeah, I just think, like, you watch some of these shows, like the old westerns. That looks fun to me. Being a blacksmith, you know, going out and, like, just living off the land. Like, I think a lot of that stuff.
That's a different
job. Yeah, cowboy.
But it's all kind of in the same family. It's all in the same family.
The family of the old west.
Yeah, would you wear a cowboy hat, Tausch?
It's ranching. Yeah, it's just ranching.
All right, well.
I'd love to be a professional sheepshead player.
Oh.
That'd be another thing that would be fun.
Well, it wouldn't bother your knee. Whoa, Nelly. Whoa!
Well, actually.
Riley!
Boom, we got a new
you
drop.
You sit around and your knee gets stiff. It does sure. bother you.
Got to walk it off between hands.
Okay, on to the next topic. I actually came up with this while you guys were talking about Halloween. We've almost approached Halloween. This month's going really slow, so we won't get there for another 2 months. However, candy corn, is it a good candy, yes or no, and why? I am of the ilk that candy corn is criminally underrated and is good.
Well, now, wait a minute. Criminally underrated,
yes.
Like Romeo Dobbs?
Yes.
So So then do you also like the pumpkins?
Yes, the mellow
cream
pumpkins.
That are the same substance?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all day.
I what's weird is they're made of the same material, none of which are good for you, and obviously Jesse won't be enjoying them because he's done such a great job with Madison weight loss. But I like the pumpkins, and I don't like the candy corn.
Hmm.
And I don't have a good explanation for why.
I will say, I do think the pumpkins are better. And if you look at the packaging, the pumpkins are labeled as mellow cream pumpkins, which I don't know what that means. And then you have just candy corn. So maybe it's slightly different. Could be. Tausch, are you on the candy corn train? Yes or
We've
no?
We've lost Tausch.
No, He's I don't like it.
Completed.
I like that you're so passionate about it, but I just don't care, if I'm being honest. I don't know anything about this.
Are you a candy
guy
in general?
I would like for you to say I don't like anyone saying pumpkin anymore. It has to be pumpkin. Like, I like pumpkin. Like, it's just better. Hey, I love your pumpkins out in your yard. Oh, pumpkin. Because then it's just more, I don't know, just
jovial?
More personal.
What? So
now, I don't like.
Personal.
Oh, I got a patch of pumpkins. No, go to a pumpkin patch. It just sounds better to me.
So, are you on the Crick train? Do you call like Johnson Creek, Johnson Crick,
or
do
you I'm say fine Creek? Either way with that?
Okay.
I don't have I don't have like a real big opinion on that. I'm fine either way, but I don't like when people really emphasize the P. Oh, pumpkin. I just don't like
so
it. I want it one. Punk.
The first P is okay. The second P, you want to kind of silence
it's
the
silent.
Second P.
The it's unking. A silent P.
I'm an enunciator, as you probably notice when we talk about how we are on ESPNWisconsin.com, Wisconsin on Demand. Most people don't say the C in Wisconsin that way either.
Wisconsin.
Yes, I'm a big pumpkin guy. Sorry.
Okay.
Riley, I hope you have more material.
I do. We're out of music, but I got more. So right now on Twitter, we got some beef between NBA and MLB Twitters. There's the general conglomerates of each. They're arguing over which playoffs are better right now, given there have been some electric moments in the MLB playoffs, and the NBA guys are freaking out like, oh, people are saying baseball's better. That's ridiculous. Which, if you could only choose one, you can only watch one for the rest of your life, are you picking the NBA playoffs or the MLB playoffs? Take the Bucks and Brewers out of it, just as a product. Which one are you taking?
Ooh, what a great question. Youkster. I can't. I want to watch both. I love playoffs. I can't. I'm going to go both. I love both. But if I had to pick, I'm going to go NBA.
Okay.
Really? Well, you're an NBA guy.
Yeah.
I really... I don't know how baseball fans, I've said this before, I so respect your dedication to your teams. I was that way when I was a kid, listening to the games on the radio every night, when I would go to sleep, etc. But 162 games is a lot, man. That is a lot of games. I couldn't cover it, and I can't get into it.
But yet then their postseason is shorter than an NBA series.
Which is
make it
ridiculous.
Make sense.
Me and my yeah.
Make it make sense.
Talked about this. I think the ratio of playoff regular season to playoff games in baseball, if you get eliminated in the wild card series, is roughly 80-1, which yeah. just seems absurd.
It is.
Would it be crazy? Would it be crazy? Because
yes.
you're going to see a push if the Dodgers lose tonight. You're going to see a push because people are now saying it's a disadvantage. The Phillies got mm-hmm. knocked out. The Guardians may get knocked out. That 1 and 2 seed is at a huge disadvantage because they take a break that they never get during and they get rusty and they can't pull out of it quick enough. Uh-huh. Would it make sense to do all 7-game series? You don't give any buys.
Yep.
But the 1 and 2 seeds get only have to win 3 games. The other team has to win 4.
Well,
that's interesting.
I saw that the WNBA, or the Dub, as I know Tausch likes to call it, is changing their setup where their opening round series, which are 3-game series, instead of all 3 being at the home team like the Brewers had with the Mets, is going to go 1-1-1.
Huh.
So that's the middle dumb. Game will go to the lower seed. Doesn't seem to me dumb. That the lower seeds in baseball need the extra game to be at home. So, I just want longer series. That's what.
No, go seven-game series, but right. If the Yankees win and are the one seed and some other team slips in there as an eight seed, you got to win four, the Yankees got to win three.
That would be an advantage.
It would
that
be.
That would be an advantage.
I don't anticipate that actually occurring.
Well, why not? Why not?
Because I don't think you can say it's a seven-game series, first one to four, except for the higher seed. They only have to win three.
Why can't you? Why can't you?
Well, because then it's not really a seven-game series.
No, it is. But it is.
You could say it's a five-game series for the higher seed and a seven-game series for the lower seed. And if the higher seed loses, then it becomes a seven-game series for them.
You know how golf, they do the FedEx Championship? They give strokes at the end of the season. Somebody starts at 9-under. I guarantee you 5 years ago they said, you can't do that. Well, why not? You can do whatever you want.
You can. You've had a lot of good rules.
Hey, by the way, do they not make a ton of money in Major League Baseball playoffs?
They have to.
It's a fun deal.
And they're raking
play in more games. More interest. Just go. You only got to win three. And then after it gets to the second round, you got to win four the whole way through because then there's not that break. You need to give a big advantage if you're a one seed and you're playing some team that goes five games under 500. Hey, life ain't fair, brah. Let's start implementing that for Major League Baseball. It makes sense. Let's implement it. Let's do it.
Yeah, if you can convince them it makes them more money, I think they would definitely find a way to be on board.
I don't have to convince them. It does make them more money.
They have the stupid ad.
And by the way, Bob
now,
Costas,
sucks.
Time to call it, B. Smug Bob, time to call it. It's over.
I didn't realize Will Riley was going to elicit such strong opinions at the very tail end of the segment.
Smug Bob's got to go, man. Bob. Go do your politics. Go do your thing. You're done with it. It's got to be. Great career, great historian, all the stuff you want to say, but what? Listen to him in these games. It's time, bro. It's time.
Yeah. I remember him in 2018, the Brewer Series versus the Rockies. He was still not great back in 2018 when he was doing baseball. So
it's like he's reading with a cup of cognac at a fireplace. Guy hits a game-winning home run. He's like, oh, Giancarlo Stanton just hit a long shot. That's a home run. What do you think, Ron? Like, come on now.
Sweeper missed outside.
Feel Good Friday. A retrospective on Bob Costas' career presented by
Smuggy
Holman
McGee,
Lindsay.
We call him.
The
Smugster.
Painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Wraps up the week next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Like I should. When in Durka walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed. Never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better. Time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Congratulations on a great career, Bob Costas. I'm not sure if you're planning on retiring or not, but Tausch has decided. The top seed only has to win three games, and you're done. No, what we did earlier this week with our buddy Justin McCoy from Cousin Subs, again, we all have been touched in some way by cancer, whether it's someone close to us or ourselves that have faced that insidious disease. And I love that the Packers and the NFL as a whole with the Crucial Catch program, Tausch, make that awareness and getting screened and everything such a priority. And you can, again, support that cause and the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation by buying a hat. If you're going to the game on Sunday at Lambeau, you can get it at the Packers Pro Shop, and $5 of every hat they sell goes to the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation.
Yeah, I thought it was great, and obviously Justin's been a great friend to us and to the show and the Lombardi Foundation, and with Bart Starr and the Packers have done. It's a great thing that the NFL has taken that on and made the month of October, and especially the fact that the month of October is going so slow. this year. It makes it even that much better to raise more money, sell more hats, to continue to fight this brutal disease.
That's it for us this week. We will see what Matt LaFleur has to say in about an hour and a half about his team and about Romeo Doubs as we head into
Packers. Does he give you a straight-up answer on Romeo Doubs today?
I don't know.
Great insight.
Woo! That's it for us today.
That's great
stuff.
What
a way to end it. And we'll see you on Monday morning. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.